Tomorrow's News Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, February 9th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you on this Super Bowl Sunday. Not focusing on the bread and circus and troops on the streets in New Orleans. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're focused on the real game in the real world. The battle to take back America and the whole planet from the globalist. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. All right. As I've been telling you for weeks, this awakening, this accelerated global understanding of what's happening, not just here, but in many other countries, is moving so fast. It's better than my highest expectations. It is incredible. But that's how awakenings tend to work in history. But this one is just spectacular because technology accelerates everything so much. And there's a lot of the factors as well. And we're really such a small world now because of communications and fast travel and so much more. But I've got all these top Democrats and all these video clips, strategists, senators, deep staters saying, we're screwed. There's no way to stop Trump and Musk. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? I mean, just panic buttons. Beep, 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 beep. This is over the top. Then we've got the globalists, handlers and operatives saying, oh, don't worry. We know what we're going to do. We're going to crash the stock market, and boy, they're moving to do that right now. We're going to get into that. And then you've got Senator Andy Kim and other Democrat leaders saying, oh, we're just going to do a government shutdown. And we don't just mean we're not going to fund the government. Everything they've been saying Trump's going to do. Oh, must be in the Social Security system. We'll crash it. They're saying they'll crash it on purpose. And they're going to have walkouts, protests. Great. Most of these people don't even do any work there. But, you know, sabotage goes along with that. And then what did Tedros at the UN and what did their little mini-me spokesman, the new Fauci, his aide, his protege, say 2 months ago right after Trump got elected, reelected? He said, Peter Hotez, don't worry, there'll be a new variant of bird flu come crashing down on his new administration. I try to act creepy like him. You've seen the clip. It's even creepier. And with the sound off, it's like, what the hell? Is that an actual gremlin? So, and of course, they've got all these new variants on the shelf. And magically yesterday, the new variant's here. Oh, totally telegraphed, totally pre-programmed. The illegal alien hordes are running around stabbing and shooting and burning and pulling down American flags and pissing on everything. And attacking police, trying to get the cops to overreact. And then somebody's going to truck bomb an illegal alien protest or machine gun them and blame it on Trump. Then the left activates their operatives, burn down the cities. This is an economic war. The globalists wanted to collapse America even if Kamala got in. They were going into their new global system. Trump 100% is saying no to the New World Order Project. This is a real revolution. Does that mean all the Trump people are angels and perfect? No, but this is not the same system. This is a real rebellion within the Anglo-American empire. And it's a whole new ball game. Make no mistake, this is real, 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 real. And you notice Vladimir Putin saying that. And he's not in with the globalists. He's like, no, this is a real shot to take down the globalist. But he's like, they're going to kill Trump. He's giving a speech again to it. He's like, this is real, but they're going to kill him. Yeah. And there's all these idiots that, well, we're the real conspiracy people. We're the real patriots. Oh, it's all staged. It's totally fake. No, 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 no. Trump is for real, baby, and they're going for broke. Because the alternative is hell on earth. I'll break it down straight ahead. final battle is coming up towards the end of next month. Federal court's going to decide whether we get sold to the Bloomberg Group or whether they let patriots buy InfoWars and we continue on. But regardless, the final run potentially of X2 that is so incredible, the purest, best atomic iodine out there, has just come in at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. This could be your last chance to get X2, but regardless, fans love it. It's back in, so you can get it. And for those that haven't tried it, get your X2 now, right now, at InfoWarsStore.com. Every order that comes in will be shipped out regardless. We're not getting shut down for at least a month, so this is your last chance to get X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 is one of the most amazing products, if not the most amazing, we've ever had at InfoWars. It's been a fan favorite for 12 years. So stock up now on what could be your last chance to get the legendary X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are now 20 days, 4 hours, 6 minutes, 37 seconds into the second incredible administration of President Trump. This is a 100% real revolution. This is absolutely a new power structure. This is 100% a different philosophy and a new system or new order to the old New World Order. Does that mean that everybody being brought in is an angel? No. Does that mean I agree with everything Trump wants to push? No. But in general, are myself and Ron Paul and many others aligned with Trump? Yes. And is Trump decimating and dismantling and destroying and dominating the globalists, their institutions, their operations, and their minions? Irrevocable devastation of not just their systems, but the philosophies and the demoralization and the post-industrial anti-human death cult, anti-human eugenics system. Yes. I'd have to say what Trump is doing is about 97% of what I would do. And I would never imagine he'd be that aligned when he actually launched into government. This is a totally supercharged Trump compared to 8 years ago. It is so amazing. And as I've said 1,000 times, there's not just evil in the universe, there's good as well. And this globalist system was bringing us to absolute design collapse, a hellish, dystopic, mad scientist-run depopulation plan to reduce world population by 2045, officially by 90%. In their other official documents, they say no real humans left by 2047, only cyborgs. New York Times, NBC News, Club of Rome statements, and they mean it. Stuff they said they'd do in the 60s, by the 80s, they had done. Stuff they said in the 80s they'd have done by the 2000s, they got done. Almost all of it. They said by the year 2000 there'd be a virus release that would help bring in a global government based around the World Health Organization. They did it. They said once that happened in 2020 with the launch, they said this decades before, we've covered it, made films about it, they would then by 2030 have basically everything collapsed. You know nothing and be happy and, you know, eating bugs. And so the agenda was so hellish, and it counted on administratively, corporately, governmentally rolling out incrementally, but that it because it was incremental and because it was academic and because it was complex, It was done all these different parts, but together constructed like an Erector set or Legos. They thought the public wouldn't be sophisticated enough to understand it or ever deal with it. Well, good luck. The public's not really stupid. They're just distracted. The public can learn everything about how a football game works and all the players and all the little factoids, but they don't want to know about how the Federalist system works or about agencies or about history or about philosophy or about military history because they think it's boring. They don't know it's super exciting, and then it gives you incredible power in the real world. What's the Bible say over and over again? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, if you've got knowledge about playing a video game, that doesn't ever really help you in any way, does it? If you've got knowledge about basketball, maybe if you're one of a few thousand professional basketball players, you do okay. If you've got knowledge, though, about being a plumber, you can make a good living off that. The general public can get that job. There's a lot of those jobs needed. Being a farmer, that's something that definitely you can apply, or being an artist who's has talent. I mean, that's the human system. And the globalists want to get rid of a system based on humans, by humans, for humans. They want to bring in this post-human globalist world. And their biggest downfall was that they gave all these speeches and wrote all these books and admitted they were doing it. And then I would sit there and go, look what they're doing here. And they go, shut up, it doesn't exist, in the New York Times. I mean, just even 12, 13 years ago, they had New York Times headlines going, what is globalism? Why does Alex Jones make up this term? They were calling themselves globalists 50 years ago. That's where we get the term. The John Birch Society was calling them globalist 40 years ago when I was 11 years old reading their magazine. And now you hear the press secretary and the president and Musk and all of them calling them that. That's, and Vladimir Putin, that's what they are. Excuse me for using their own damn name. So, and I know my name's Alex Jones. My mama and daddy named me that. I mean, they named themselves that. They're not internationalists. That's the old term of, oh, the world working together and world traveler. That's completely different. The international man. I mean, that was kind of their PR move with it. No. Globalism means big corporations with key governments manipulating and waging war on the nation state, creating power blocks and centralizing power. So that said, let me give you the big news. The left is in absolute total disintegration mode. I have all these clips and all these headlines with top Democrat leaders saying, we don't know what to do. Trump and Musk are unstoppable. There are populist awakenings everywhere. We're losing every election all over the world. People are seeing right through us now. It's an exponential awakening. When the public goes, oh, you mean it's cool to know about how the world works? Yeah. This morning, I went with my oldest daughter to the gym. We worked out, and we went in the sauna, and sometimes it's full, sometimes it's not. It was full, big sauna, full, probably like 12 people in it. One person was having to stand. And I'm there about 20 minutes, about 5 minutes in, people start, hey, Alex, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And yeah, we're talking about the Super Bowl. That's all dumb, right, Alex? Bread and circus. And so a couple of the guys are asking me questions. A couple of the women are asking me questions. People are saying this. People are saying that. Hey, we watched your daughter on the show with you some. Oh, yeah, she's right here. You didn't notice? And then they asked me questions about Doge and the what was happening with USA and the rest of it. And my daughter sometimes just gets embarrassed. You know, she's 20. And she agrees with my politics. I mean, she's great. But she still sometimes, you know, she goes, Dad, come on. And one woman starts clapping and goes, yeah, we don't want to hear it. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, these people are asking me questions. And I understand we're only supposed to talk about football, but that's why we got in this position. Do you like trillions of your tax money being stolen? The woman just looked down. I was nice about it. But see, women particularly, a couple of the women were asking questions. But we all know this, particularly on average, they're the ones that think it's bad to talk about bad things that are happening, like you're farting in church or something. No, we need to admit bad things are going on. That's very positive, so we can fix them. Like if a high wind blows by in a storm and blows a bunch of the roof off, and you say to your wife, honey, we got to, I guess, get repair people in here, fix the roof ourselves, get an estimate, or when the next time it rains, we're going to be flooded. And, of course, your wife doesn't say, that's negative. We don't really need to fix the roof. No, yeah, let's fix it. So that attitude of the of my daughter and that other woman is the problem. And I'm not putting Charlotte down. I'll love her to death. And she apologized after. I said, you don't have to apologize. But I just made the point about if I was painted up in the team's colors going, woo, Eagles or whatever, it'd be like, that's a good American. But I'm just quietly talking, answering people's questions. And, ooh, don't talk about the government stealing trillions and giving it to themselves. No. Just stay quiet about that. Well, revolutions aren't quiet. Unless it's a globalist bureaucratic one that sneaks around behind the scenes and then creeps into culture and wages war against the nation's existence itself because it's planning to completely take it over and roll it into a global government and a tyranny to make sure the people that they've secretly taken over, the economic system and bureaucratic system, never figure it out and take back their rightful control. So it was Barry Goldwater, the great senator, that said, sometimes silence isn't golden. Sometimes it's yellow. But the good news is, I said about 12, there was 12 in there and people came and went, about 8 of the people were listeners. And we're talking, a couple of them were talking about listening to yesterday's show, the Saturday show. Now, you think the globalists like that? 8 people out of 12 in a sauna. And I don't say that because my show's big, aren't I great? No. There's great shows out there reaching. I mean, yesterday's Saturday show has like, what was it, like 17, 18 million live viewers. 100 million of the clips. I looked this morning, more now. Not counting all the radio stations and other systems it was on. Yeah, and that was me and a little crew of 6 people. 5 people. We had a smaller crew yesterday. The globalists can't withstand that. Now I'm going to move into everything now. But I want people to think about philosophy here. Democrats plot strategy in shutdown, fight against Trump. Not a lot of good options. We are figuring it out. Democrats struggle to keep up with Trump's dizzying pace. U.S. Democrats call for more aggressive tactics against Trump and Musk. We're going to be the opposition. Democrat leaders say Trump seems to be unstoppable. Other headlines. So they're getting crushed. And this is the key. There's a lot of keys, but this was really key. For the last 60, 70 years of just incredible corruption, it was going on before, but there's metrics and studies. It got a lot worse after World War II. We were now the big superpower and had this big bureaucracy that had grown and nobody watching it. They set the National Security Act of 47 so the government could operate in secret, the CIA and others. What a recipe for disaster. And then you'd get people in that meant well, like Nixon tried to cut the bureaucracy and the stealing, and then they just removed him, the most popular president until Trump now. He won with the biggest landslide in the last 200 years. Nixon was the most popular president probably ever, with poll numbers, like 80%, I mean, just when he got reelected. And they just CIA'd his ass, and he certainly wasn't a perfect angel. But he thought he was the president. He was like, yeah, I'm in charge. And they're like, what the hell you are? So Kennedy said, I'm in charge. You saw what they did to him. Blew his head off. And he tried to cut the bureaucracy and the stealing. He wasn't into that. And Reagan did. They shot his ass. But he lived. He got summed up, but not as much as he should have. A lot of bad stuff stuck under his nose. And then you know what else happened since then. But with Trump, it's the real deal. And so in the past, political parties would get into power, and that would just mean their party got more payoffs and more USAID money and more State Department contracts, their wives and husbands and kids and companies. And as long as nobody tattled on the other people, everybody just shh, like the insider trading and all of it. I mean, we're talking incredible theft. You wonder how a congressperson, many examples, you know, gets in and is worth $100,000 and 4 years later, after two terms, is worth $50 million. And there's other cases where they get in with nothing and they're worth, you know, $1 billion 10 years later. It's like, where'd you get that money? Well, you do this and now you get that. And so, it's her spouses you got to watch. I mean, that's really where, oh, well, Pelosi's only worth $500 million, but her husband, billions. Same thing with Maxine Waters. Well, she's only worth $50 million, but her husband's worth $400 million. So, and they had nothing when they got in Congress. Nothing. So here's the key. In the past, they would just fight over who was running the scam. There was a fight in politics, but only over who got to steal the most. With Trump, they're not going in there and just removing the bureaucrats and then putting their people in to the slop trough. They're blowing up the troughs themselves. Elon Musk said, I don't want any government contracts. You know what? I don't need a government incentive or rebate that's huge on every electric car sold, but the government puts a massive amount, thousands of dollars in. You just get rid of it. I have the best cars. If you want electric, I've got the best. Didn't even ever even ask Trump to keep it. Trump wouldn't have done it. And he's given up so much. And the agencies they're cutting out are the ones screwing everybody, harassing everyone, making sure you can't operate in this country competitively. That's what Trump is doing, is literally making it a level playing field. And he's far from getting there. How many days in are we, 20? So, but you saw last week how they're going to come at Trump, last Monday. We were 14, 15 days in at the press conference. A whole bunch of the prostitute corporate reporters were like, egg prices are at all-time highs. And it's Trump's fault. And then the press secretary goes through, oh, that Biden ordered millions and millions, 100 million chickens killed. Oh, because of energy being cut off, because of UN agreements to cut off worldwide fertilizer production, on and on and on and on. You know, those chickens eat the grain that's grown with fertilizer. I mean, it's all been cut off the food, cut off the energy. It's going to take Trump a little while to get that going. And if there's sabotage, corporate level, real physical sabotage, which you know is going to go on. It's all about Trump not being able to get his agenda through. Because his agenda is all about starting the economy back up and growth to get us out of the debt. He knows we can't pay it off now unless we massively expand, which we can do and have done before with innovation and all this hidden technology the government's got. He's going to start rolling out quickly. And making us the center of industry and energy and AI and innovation and technology and rocketry. We already are with Musk. Satellites. So we either expand or we implode. And the globalists already decided to implode and then rule over the ashes. Because it's actually hard to be competent and expand. When you have people that are ready to do it, it works. No, it's easier to say there's too many people, we need to cut carbon, we'll all fly around on private jets, but we're mismanaging things to crush everyone for the betterment of the world. No, it's just easier for the lazy, inbred globalists to have that philosophy. All their ancient feudal ancestors were the same. Oh, we keep the little people in squalor and poor because it manages them better. And that's true, but it's also because they didn't want to innovate and empower everybody because they're threatened by anybody else having success. That's the nature of history. That's not like some philosophy I just think the globalists are engaged in. They admit that. Neo-feudalism is what the UN calls the Club of Rome plan. It's horrible. Oh, everybody gets free health care. You just, when your knee goes out, they give you a cane. Oh, your eyes go out? You'll be lucky if you get glasses. You're not getting eye surgery. Oh, you got lung cancer? No surgery. I mean, everybody gets free health care. You just don't get anything. The National Health Service in England, you go in there with the flu or cold or can't breathe, they just hand you through a window a bag of aspirin and Band-Aids.
Seriously.
So why is everybody coming down from Canada here? And we've got corporate fascist healthcare scams. I mean, it's horrible, too, because it's government teamed up with big corporations killing competition. Don't get me wrong. What we've got is not free market. But if you got money, you can still get some healthcare. So at least some real healthcare exists. But it's like Russian roulette, what medical facility or doctor you go to. That's why you got to do your research. You know, it's like a 1970s Gremlin compared to, you know, a brand new Ford F-150. And, the, you know, the Gremlin doesn't stack up. Not all doctors, not all cars are equal. So I'm going to really launch into all the clips and all the news when we come back. But I just wanted to set the table here. The Democrats are in full panic mode, but they've now come to a consensus and that they are going to try to shut the government down. And I don't mean just shut down spending bills. I mean, they're going to sabotage. And it's the consensus. I have dozens of clips, articles, them saying it from their top podcasters and their strategists to senators. This is what they're going to do. And of course, you're like, yeah, we already knew that. Yeah, exactly. It's obstruct, sabotage, attack. Say, hey, he's been in 20 days. You know, why aren't everything fixed yet? Well, they first have to cut off the trillions being stolen. It's trillions. They got to get control of these agencies, or the globalists in there will use those agencies to attack the country, literally. That's what defunding the police and the fire department, not doing fire mitigation. This is all Cloward and Piven, collapse the country. And then have the welfare state come in with $250 billion to rebuild L.A., and it all goes to Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi. He's her nephew. They run California. So they destroy you and then get the relief money for themselves. And it's a formula. And I told you when the fire first started, I said, he'll declare an emergency, steal all the land, not let you rebuild, and announce a 15-minute city with one building company doing it, all controlled by him, paying him. And it's all official. He announced it Friday. I didn't predict it. I went and already knew they were building a 15-minute city there, but nobody would sell, so they just burned their ass up. And then went down the line, didn't fix the systems, didn't drain the fire reservoir, didn't cut the brush on purpose, cut the fire department, ordered them to stand down that night, left the electricity on, so when the trees and all the old brush fell on the power lines that they were supposed to trim around them, and they'd start up a big-ass fire in that high wind. I mean, hell, this is pretty simple. It'd be like if I came around your house and dumped 1,000 gallons of gasoline in your yard and all around your house. I don't strike a match, but I know somebody's going to start their car and the fumes are going to make it blow up, or somebody's going to be riding their skateboard and go off the curb and it'll do a spark. Oh, I didn't burn your house down. I just poured thousands of gallons of gasoline all around it. And then if enough of the power lines didn't fall and those high winds were coming and they knew, then they'd have somebody. And you look at the satellite, they all start the same. Within minutes. Precision attack. Precision operation. Not incompetence. Precision. All right, we're going to come back and go over it all. There is so much more. And Trump is in just warp drive crushing the globalists. Stay with us. Boy, Michael Bloomberg is so upset that it came out that his gun control group are the ones behind the onion and the lawsuits and all of it, trying to shut down InfoWars. And remember back in November, they said they owned it, tried to kick us out of the building. The judge overrode it. It wasn't true. It was a hoax. But a lot of people still think they own InfoWars or InfoWarsStore.com. And so it's really hurt sales by over 70%. So if we don't get funds in at InfoWars Store, we will shut down. Now, even if they're successful and we're beating them right now, it'll take a month and a half or so for that to happen. So right now, in February, you are able to get all these products delivered to you very, very quickly. All the fan favorites, all the classics, X2, Vitamineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Brain Force Ultra, an incredible fast-acting nootropic with no letdown. VasoBeats, so good for your heart, your whole cardiovascular system. It's all available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not owned by Bloomberg or The Onion. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Folks, I'm not funded by any big corporations or anybody. I am funded by viewers and listeners because over the years they would target our sponsors and threaten them and take them away. We direct sell high quality products, supplements, mementos, clickable knives, Patriot gear at thealexjonesstore.com. But the supplements are some of the best you're going to find anywhere. And we have this new product that boosts your immune system with all the known concentrated herbs and compounds. Atomic defense, meaning, you know, nuke the bad guys, boost your immune system ahead of all the things that are going on. It's so good for you. The ingredients are incredible. It's our newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. And then it funds our operation, there's a political, cultural, spiritual immune system to fight the globalist, a true 360 win. And out of the gates, it's 40% off introductory offer. You take this, it's good for your whole body. You take it all the time, but particularly in the fall and winter, everybody needs atomic defense. thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, this is so good, folks. So good. I'm announcing the first annual Big Balls Award tomorrow. You'll get to vote on it.
God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom, the event is never small, the social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all, I've got big balls, they're such big balls, and they're fancy big balls.
Same priorities that organization has been spending money on.
$1.5 million to promote gays, lesbians, and trans in Jamaica.
$2 million to strengthen trans-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming health care in Guatemala.
$43 million on a gas station in Afghanistan that had no customers.
$20 million for Iraqi Sesame Street.
$4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan.
$6 million for men who have sex with men in South Africa.
$2 million for Moroccan pottery classes.
$2 million for sex changes in Guatemala. $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia.
$17 million to promote inclusion in Vietnam.
$32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru.
$8 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language.
$300 million to Reuters to attack Elon Musk.
$2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala.
Billions to the corporate media to attack Trump and run the fake impeachment propaganda.
$330 million to help Afghanis grow crops. Crops.
$122 million of the USAID money was given to terrorists.
These people are lunatics.
Oh, we got big balls!
No
we
one elected big balls.
Big B-A-L-L-S. Big balls here.
Big balls. He's got big balls. She's got big balls.
Personally, I voted for big balls. Elon Musk does.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, that little music video we put out Friday has over 70 million views in the four different posts I saw of it together. One of them with 25 million views alone. Yeah, I'd say the InfoWars doing pretty good right now. And see, they think, oh, look, we got him. One of the Doge employees has the nickname Big Balls. Another one's got sexy Tesla owner. Woo, that's really nasty. Oh, are they on the Jeffrey Epstein list raping little kids? Was it just teenage girls? Oh, okay. All right, so I mentioned a lot of this, but there's a lot I didn't get to. I mean, when I say a lot, I only mentioned like two or three of the stacks. So let me just do a quick preview of what I'm actually going to get into, and then I'm going to start driving into it. You knew it was coming. The globalist spokesperson for the next big scaredemic, scamdemic, plandemic, Hotez said Trump will have a major new pandemic crash in on his new administration January 20th. And now they've announced magically the bird flu they kept predicting. Normally it would take millions of years for a new variant, but it they think it's worse. They think it kills people, and it's just going to destroy the economy. Now, sorry, no Trump recovery. But see, Trump has control of most of the regulatory system, so we'll see if he goes along with the BS. But that's a pretty important little stack and newscast. Little stack. I do the whole show on this. I mean, this is bad. Yeah, this is a big attack right here. This is globalist control system. Just like the UN said decades ago, we'll use the scare of diseases to bring in our world government. And then, as I said, the top Democrats are all running around saying, we're screwed. We can't seem to stop Trump. It's just absolutely out of control. What are we going to do? And they've said, well, we'll just crash the stock market and put options on it. And they're trying that, but it's not working. And then Democrat senators and other Democrat leaders say, I'm ready to shut down the government to stop President Trump from dismantling corrupt agencies. That's the first thing we're going to get to. Then we've got Trump's approval rating at all-time high, even in the skewed corporate press that still does a lot of manipulations, 53%. And the real AI scan polls that the big corporations have Trump actually at over 70%. So that is a skewed poll, but still, even their rigged polls, because they bake in a bunch of oversample Democrats and a bunch of other things. We've had top pollsters on to explain it. Like the head of Rasmussen, the most respected pollster in the world, and that's how they do it. But even those, they're having big trouble. We have the amazing Doge activities, the federal Obama judge trying to block the corruption being exposed. What's being found there? Incredible success securing the border and national sovereignty, Trump putting out a whole bunch of new orders, record level executive orders. Here's just one of like 14 things I've got just that are new in this one stack. Trump has ordered all of the suppressed records about both of his would-be assassins in Pennsylvania and Florida released, scaring the daylights out of the power structure. When I said Trump's signing record numbers of executive orders, he signs twice as many executive orders as Biden. More than all presidents back to Reagan combined. Trump's now talked to Putin and given details of that. The corporate media is like, he claims he did. He claims he talked to Martians. Who does he think he is, the president of the United States? Oh, yeah, he talked to Putin. We've got an exclusive deep state false flag alert. We have just got massive record levels on the COMEX gold index and record, all-time record transfers of gold greedily around the world, particularly to the New York Private Federal Reserve. Big action there. What does that portend? We'll be getting into that. Also, Musk has announced one of their next big targets is the Private Federal Reserve, that he's going to looking to put Ron Paul in over that Doge team. You talk about the Private Federal Reserve nightmare, and it just goes on and on. And then there's lots of stories here that are illustrative, where I'm not trying to be mean, but you know, I see these from everybody. And hell, I cover corporate media being ridiculous as well. But at the same time, it's like, why are we covering something like CNN, average viewership, 79,000 an hour? Drying paint has more viewers. MSNBC, average hourly viewer, 64,000. So I see these headlines constantly. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem schools a hyperventilating Dana Bash after she refuses to fall for Bash's silly gotcha questions regarding Doge and Elon Musk. And yeah, it's entertaining. I mean, of course, CNN will have more viewers when I play this clip coming up and commenting on it, literally, because we'll do it live and tens of millions will watch. When we put the clip out on X, we'll probably get 50 million views. That'll be more viewers than CNN gets all week, just us off us. That's what I told Brian Stelter one time on the phone with Tucker. We both talked about the case. We actually recorded the phone call, but we never put it out. We were stumbling around the woods at night in Maine, and some of his crew by a river in the moonlight. I say stumbling around. Some of us were drinking. Tucker doesn't, and I was still drinking then, so I was stumbling somewhat. I wasn't drunk, but I was. The reason I say stumbling is I fell over a stump on my face in the mud. It's pretty funny. So I'm out there in the woods, mud on my face. Tucker Carlson, four or five of his crew, and Lexi, all of them, and my wife. And they go, let's call, because we were talking about Stelter just called me. Look at this idiot. And we're like, let's call him. And we call him, and I go, hey, Stelter. Hell, I got it on my phone because they gave me a copy of it right here. I can play it right now. I go, hey, Stelter, you know, you were really a big star, I mean, on my show, never on yours. Because, you know, he has no viewers. He has no job now. But you notice Musk doesn't go on these big corporate channels anymore. He'll go to like a Financial Times or, you know, symposium that goes out worldwide. But he doesn't just talk to the reporters because they're not reporters. They're deceivers. And I haven't talked to corporate media in many years. There's no point. They have tiny audiences. They only talk to you in a taped interview to edit it. It's just, why are we still acting like they have any power? The final nail in their coffin will be when people actually have that dawn on them. Like I always talk about Trump. Trump's like, you know, Barron taught me these podcasts are giving the corporate media, the old media, a run for its money. No, Mr. President, they're not giving them a run for their money. A slug going along the ground at 1 foot every 20 minutes is not giving a dragster shooting down the road at 350 miles an hour a run for its money. I mean, 60,000 viewers an hour? We got 60,000 people tuning in and out literally every 30 seconds. So, you know, most listeners pop in for 30 minutes an hour, whatever. I mean, it's like come and going, come and going. It's so important to see the illusion for what it is. That's all I'm saying. Barron here, he taught me this big audience over there. Yeah. So I forgot to tell you guys, get that clip. So I'm going to break my own rule. I'm like, why are we covering this? Well, because, I mean, I've got to give CNN a big audience. Oh, my God. So, but we shouldn't get over confident about this. It's ours to lose. And they got some nasty tricks up their sleeves. So the first one is having a government shutdown. And they got some traitorous Republicans in the House that they can blackmail, or they, you know, don't want all the continued auditing of USAID to happen because it's a bunch of all the Republicans you'd guess on the Senate and the few in the House that are bad, all the people you know, you're like, imagine who you think is just as bad as the Democrats per capita. Oh, Mitch McConnell, one of the top ones, getting direct money into his family out of USAID. Who else? Who would we guess? Lindsey Graham? Oh, of course. So, because we have narrow margins, but they're not just talking about shutting that down. They're talking about just cutting off infrastructure, sabotage. So there's two clips back to back of the senator. The first one, we're going to play 27, and then we'll play 26 after it, is, well, you'll see what he says, but saying he'll shut the government down. And then the other one is him saying, you know, for national security, we've got to have this USAID crap. Oh, you mean the tens of millions on transgender sex changes for cockroaches? By the way, that's, I'm not kidding. You thought shrimp on treadmills, $15 million was bad. Oh, yeah, that was paid. $15 million to just document how shrimp run on treadmills. Pull up the video. Type in shrimp on treadmills. It's everywhere. And oh, you think that's bad? How about sex changes for cockroaches? Now, and oh, $167 million for a sustainable school in Afghanistan, and it's literally a rotting concrete building built a few years ago that's already collapsing that probably costs $50,000 to make. $167 million. Now, you know that money went over there and came back over here, and we know who it went to. So no wonder federal judge Obama put in said, oh, my God, national security. Musk is going to bring down the Social Security system. He's going to give them your numbers. Just defaming. Total lies. No, what he's going to bring out is your crimes. I bet that judge's wife or daughter or son or his buddy that he cones, guaranteed he's got. There's 1.5 million NGOs. 1.3 million in major studies are leftist. That's a lot of NGOs because you're talking about trillions. Almost a trillion they steal a year we know of. Musk, in the first 3 days, found over $100 billion in payments going to bank accounts with no name on them, going back, in many cases, decades, and then they never denied a payment, and then they went and checked on the system, and no one had a record of who it was. And then now they're finding out whose bank accounts those are. And could you guess whose they are? 93% of them are Democrats. Now, you understand how seismic this is? I mean, it's like those old Western movies. I meant to have the crew find it. You know, classic clips in hundreds of movies where they have the draw in the showdown at high noon, and the bad guy gets shot, but doesn't really understand. For a minute, he just stands there and goes, and that's the moment we're at where they've been shot politically. I'm using that as an analogy. I mean, they've been shot. A great example would be The Godfather, where Michael Corleone shoots the police captain in the forehead, and he just, for a minute, and like, then, that's very realistic for people that don't know. So they're already shot between the eyes, and this pause you're seeing is before everybody realizes it, and they go, blang. I mean, the stuff they've done, think they'd never get looked at. They had Republicans involved in the thieving, never thought anybody could control the Justice Department, never thought anybody. And see, I got audio of Biden talking to Poroshenko in Ukraine when Trump first got in. He's telling the Ukrainian president, listen, if Trump's going to get sophisticated pretty quick, and he's going to figure out how this works, so you don't want to ask Trump for more aid. We're going to give it to the IMF and World Bank, and they'll give it to you, because if he looks, he's going to ask where the money went, because that's what he does. He's going to get the reports, and it's over for us. Do you understand? Yes, Mr. President, we will not ask for any money from Trump. Good, because believe me, we're all going down if you do that. And that's why they went and tried to impeach Trump later and stuff. Because Trump's literally in there working his ass off for you, going down everything. It's on the list. I'll get to that coming up next hour. It's just incredible audio. And, of course, you got to love how Biden and Newell and all them are on the phones. They never deny these tapes are real. They admit they are. Who do you think's recording it? Who do you think's releasing it? A lot of times, their own people that are sick of it. Because not everybody in the government's corrupt. They're sitting there watching this and realizing the whole country's going to finally collapse. We're at that point. So a lot of people kind of went along with it forever. At the very last moment went, this is going to destroy everything. And it's literally the analogy of Darth Vader. Palpatine is about to sell him out, already tried to get his son to kill him. He wants Luke Skywalker to be his new apprentice, and he's killing his son who refused to kill him. And he's like, why am I doing this? And he grabs Palpatine and kills him. Like, why would anyone go along with this? It screws everybody. This is insane. That's why you've had a revolution and new elites come in and try to block the globalists, because it's self-preservation, people. That's why this revolution's so real. Every actuary, every war game showed the globalists causing total nuclear war, and they were building bunkers everywhere and trying to tell their own establishment, well, that's okay, we'll emerge as the controllers. And they're like, we're never going to survive in these bunkers. There'll be a bunch of survivors. They're going to come kill us, wanting the medicine and food. Our own security people will kill us. Have you idiots not done an actuarial study on this? The first thing your security in a bunker when the whole world's destroyed is going to do is kill you. They'll be in charge instantly because you just turned the world into a lawless warlord zone. And you guys really aren't warlords. You're multi-generational, inbred, blue blood, Ivy League, educated idiots. So what just happened is Darth Vader just threw Palpatine down the reactor shaft. That's what you just saw in the last few months. But here's the problem. Everything's already breaking down. Everything's already blowing up from the globalist project. So just like Return of the Jedi, the analogy holds, they got to get on the shuttle and get out of there quick because the Death Star is about to blow up. And that's what the Russians have openly said. They said, oh, great, we hope all this stops, but you were intimidating around the whole world through your system that was collapsing things, but was also holding it together at one level until it would collapse. What's going to happen? Because if the U.S. falls, it's going to create a giant financial military black hole. It's not going to help Russia, and the Chinese think it's going to help them. It's not going to help them. It is going to create disaster. So Trump is trying to stabilize and expand the U.S. and get us out of debt. And out of just self-preservation, because they're not psychotic lunatics, so is Elon Musk. And that's why I tell everybody, everybody better get on board. I'm talking to liberals, conservatives that, you know, don't think Trump's perfect. I'm talking about everybody. Even Bill Maher's like, we just better get on board because nuclear war is on the table, folks. And the globalists wanted to have a nuclear war officially. And that kind of got a lot of people to finally wake up and say, you know what? This is probably not the best plan. And instead of saying, and now, young Skywalker, you will die. Instead, it's like, and now, planet Earth, you will die. Why? 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 No. All right. Speaking of the dying establishment, here is the senator I was mentioning putting on the table what they're planning. So it's not Trump that is going to crash the government. It's the Democrats. Here it is.
My next question, because your colleague Jeff Merkley basically said he's prepared to try to shut down the government over some of these sledgehammer actions that he's seeing by Elon Musk. Are you prepared to shut down the government to join Democratic colleagues who want to stand in the way of keeping the government open?
Well, you have to look at what the Trump administration is doing right now. They are simply trying to, they are simply trying to dismantle the government. So yes, look, if we have to take steps to be able to hold them accountable, use the leverage that we have to force it, I cannot support efforts that will continue this lawlessness that we're seeing when it comes to this administration's actions. And for us to be able to support government funding in that way, only for them to turn it around to dismantle the government, that is not something that should be allowed.
So just to be clear, Senator, you are open to voting yes to shut down the government, to make this point.
This is on them. This is about whether or not they can get the votes. They are the majority. And if they cannot govern, then you know, that's for the American people to see. But I worked in government. I worked through multiple government shutdowns. I would be the last person to want to get to that stage. But we are at a point where we are basically on the cusp of a constitutional crisis, seeing this administration taking steps that are so clearly illegal. And until we see a change in that behavior, we should not allow and condone that, nor should we assist in that.
Senator.
Clearly illegal. Like they said, deporting illegals is illegal. Of course it's not. Clearly, two men can have a baby. Clearly, there's no X and Y chromosomes. So, let me get this straight. The heads of the Treasury Department can't audit the Treasury Department and find hundreds of billions of stuff going into black holes just on its face fraud, not to mention everything else. Oh, we didn't elect Trump to go do that? So now you're going to try to shut the government down to hold us all hostage. I'm going to start the next hour, and I'm going to plow through just all the incredible developments and how the enemy's plan is tracked back and how they're going after the private Federal Reserve and so much more. So start your engines. And remember, this is listener participation sport. When you share the live feeds from Alex Jones on X, it's revolutionary. When you share them on your email, your text message, when you share Infowars.com/show, band.video. When you share and follow me on X at AJN Live, the Alex Jones Network, AJN Live. And when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you are the ones backing this. I don't have big sponsors because they would, you know, the globals would go after them and harass them. Plus sponsors to put pressure on you for your views. It's happened before and I've said sayonara. I don't get big money backers because they've always want to have input. I have run and own the show here. And I go directly to you to direct sell high quality products that I know you're going to love, that I want to get the very best so you get great results. Get an extra 20% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. There are always different flash sales every day, but that's a big one. 20% off on top of up to 40% off on Ultimate CMOS, the ultimate super nutrient that just does everything for your body with the very best organic iodine and 90 plus special vitamins and minerals. In fact, I don't own that company. They're a great sponsor and it brings in a lot of money, but not a lot of profit because they're just so out of control with the specials. I mean, these are too good. And I'm not just saying that. I've been privately telling them stop it, but they can't help themselves. But the point is the t-shirts, all of it, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel. It's how you fund this operation. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I just want to thank you all for joining us. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several of their platforms. They don't. And even if they did, thealexjonesstore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks, more entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today. Experience the amazing benefits and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
This information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they don't care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games, especially the playoffs, and everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like holding Hotez. And Hotez, when he's on TV, like, he'll be laughing, new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under, you know, national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's to kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today.
All right, it's Super Bowl Sunday, 2025. And President Trump's going to be at the Super Bowl, and I predict he will be met with standing ovations by 90% of the crowd chanting, USA! And it won't be some mindless pro-war neocon USA, USA, USA. It will be USA to secure our sovereignty, to secure our liberties and freedoms, to secure our economic future. I want to thank our great crew for being here tonight. I want to thank all of you that have tuned in this evening. Now, I did an okay job in the last hour, but I'm going to do an A-plus in this hour. We'll go to break for 1 minute and join a lot of radio stations that carry the Sunday broadcast. Not as many as the weekday, 450-plus, but hundreds. Because I want all of those people, and that's a lot of them, to be able to hear everything I'm going to hit coming up on the other side. So I've talked about they're trying to crash the stock market, headlines, MSNBC, CNN, CNBC, Wall Street Journal. Oh, the last time the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles won a Super Bowl, it was the Great Depression. Oh, my God, it means we're going to have a great debate. I covered it Friday. Insane. And they got put options. So I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they're sure as hell trying. So I'm nervous when that bell rings tomorrow. And then you got them saying they're going to shut down the government and they're trying to, you know, create nothing but pessimism when we need optimism, because you get optimism with good economic policies and innovation, you get success. But in the situation we're in, if we don't grow our way out of this fast, we are screwed. For people that don't, you know, aren't rooting for Trump and Musk, you are insane. Because, I mean, all we got right now is the U.S. dollar. We have been deindustrialized, and we lose that, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this country is going to resemble a Day of the Dead remake. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're now at hour number two on this live Sunday, February 9th, 2025 transmission. We are 20 days into the new Trump administration, and I tell you, it is massive, unbelievable fireworks everywhere. So, I am massively prepared. I've already burned through an hour. I've got to at least hit on all of this a little bit. So let me just start, and all of this is interconnected. I can't even decide what's most important. So let me just start plowing right now. Let's do it. Corrupt judge protecting corruption. Musk calls for impeachment of judge who blocked Doge access to Treasury. The leftist media completely flipped out and said, oh, my God, he's a totalitarian. No, the check on judges is impeachment. It never happens. Used to happen all the time to the last 60, 70 years. It needs to start happening. Absolutely. All these judges get overturned later. Oh, the Treasury Department can't audit the Treasury Department? Obama-appointed judge blocks Trump admin officials' access and tells them to destroy any evidence they have. Wow, you talk about scared. Look at this weasel. Ugh. Glenn Beck knocked it out of the park. He said, let me see if I have this right. The Treasury Secretary cannot access any data from the Treasury. Wow. Who is afraid the secrets are coming out? This judge was not elected, nor was he given the mandate by the people. Enough is enough. We, the people, demand transparency. It is our money, not yours. Boom! This is a very important club. We'll get to this coming up in a little while. David Sacks, Trump's crypto czar, explains why D.C. elites are panicking over U.S. aid exposure. The money is all going to them. Yeah, most of it. Total fraud, including senators and House members and Democrat Party officials. The Bidens, Obama's husband, Mike, Obama's mom was an official at USAID, CIA. Look at that. That's admitted. Not just public. And I know this is old news for you. I mean, Glenn Beck 20 years ago, me 30 years ago. I mean, this has been known forever. But now you see it's big news. And so when a tree falls in the forest, nobody hears it make a sound. It make a sound. Well, people are hearing these trees fall. So what's old is new. So very exciting to see that happening. There's an amazing break now. I love this guy going over it. But first, here's a little Mockingbird CIA corporate media compilation of how scared they are of Doge.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. We begin tonight with Musk and Big Balls.
Big Balls.
Big Balls.
Big Balls, who work for Elon Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency, Doge.
In the one case of the Big Balls kid, a literal teenager.
Big Balls online. Big Balls here that Katie's talking about.
A 19-year-old that goes by the username Big Balls.
So that would be one way that we could refer to him.
Young computer whizzes, the aforementioned Big Balls.
Because who among us doesn't feel better about Big Balls?
Big Balls.
Big Balls in charge of American air traffic control.
Now, again, you've got MSNBC with 60-something thousand viewers an hour, CNN, you know, around that same number. You can look it up yourself. Gilligan's Island reruns have more. SpongeBob reruns have more, literally. And they have no viewers except for us making fun of them. So I guess they still have a place, but at some point, it's like going and making fun of a schizophrenic homeless person and giving it attention. It kind of becomes grotesque, and also, why are we giving them attention? I understand we're still doing it, but we need to have a debate about why we are. Every time we play a clip, we have to point out these people just don't even rate because they're hated. They're legends in their own minds, and the globalists know the money's not doing anything anymore with them, so that's why they're all going bankrupt, belly up, flopping, because the facade isn't successful once somebody realizes a facade. So a based man breaks down Ukraine spending to solve world hunger, knocks out of the park. Here it is.
Dude, this U.S. aid thing is so much worse than people realize. Do y'all remember when people were angry at Elon Musk for buying Twitter for $40 billion? Because he could have solved world hunger with that money. Okay? Keep that same energy, okay? We were supposed to have sent, like, somewhere around $200 billion to Ukraine. Remember? Remember all those little packages? We even, Zelensky says that only about half of it even got there. So there's $100 billion that's just floating around somewhere. That could have solved world hunger. But your government was so inefficient and so corrupt, and you don't even care about it? In fact, you're more mad that we stopped U.S. aid for a minute and paused it so we can figure out what the flip all of our money's going to, bro? This is not a normal response. Your reaction is being manipulated by the media. It has to be, because you would be mad under any other circumstances. Imagine your dad left you a business that used to make you $100 a month. And now that business is losing you like $10,000 a month. You would go in and go, what's going on? And it's like, pretend it's a mattress company. And you look at the expenditures and you're like, well, these aren't springs and cotton and mattress sheets and things like that. No, we're buying cement in Dubai for 10 times the price that anybody else ever paid. What's going on? And then one of the managers comes up to you and goes, hey, you're not supposed to have access to this warehouse. What are you even doing in here? You would be like, I'm getting scammed so hard. Pause everything. Everybody's going to jail, bro. Meanwhile, Maui, North Carolina, and California are all burning down, and we never seem to have enough money for that. Hell, Flint, Michigan's water costs like $1.5 billion, and it would be fixed, bro. We give Ethiopia more than that every year. And then you start looking at all the politicians that have been connected to this thing, and you wonder, why are these guys yelling so much? And you look into how they're receiving their revenue. Oh, it goes out in USAID, it does a little cool loop-de-loop dance, and then comes back to their families. Oh. Well, Ross, if it was this bad, the news would have told us about it. Nope, because the other thing USAID is funding is all of the freaking media, bro. They are deciding what you guys think, which is why all of them have made you all think that we're the bad guys this whole time. They knew that if we won, we would see this and cut off their funding. There's a movie called The Truman Show with Jim Carrey, where basically everything around him is like a controlled environment and things like that. If you found out that all of the same opinions that you've had from the media for the last 10 years were funded and created for you to have those opinions, wouldn't you pump the brakes a little bit and start thinking, maybe the right-wingers aren't so bad? We voted for this so we can see all the leeches that are sucking the money out of all of our company, bro. Join the team. Speaking of leeches in your company, if you're a business owner...
All right, so... I mean, that's it. And here's the deal. We're bankrupt. We've gone past that. We can only grow out of this now. Or we are, I mean, the Great Depression will look like a cakewalk, okay? I mean, I actually get scared of that because then we lose control. I mean, I'm not scared of globalists because I could beat them. They're evil. They're corrupt. I believe in you. I believe when you find out about it, you're going to want to stop them, which we're doing. We've turned the tide. But baby, we ain't won the war, and I'm getting chills. I mean, I know the listeners are smart. Viewers are smart. I know most of you agree, but for new viewers, please, for God's sake, study history and look at where we're at. A lot of people in America don't even know how to take care of themselves. The paychecks or the welfare stops, the cities burn. Society collapses. Civilization's very complex. When we had the Great Depression for 10 years, there's university studies that over 7 million people starved to death. All right? 90% of people lived rural. Half of those were self-sufficient. Others were partly. Now we're 87% or so city, 13% rural. Only about half those are self-sufficient. We're talking 5, 6, 7% are self-sufficient. Big industrial bases break down, we die. Comprende? You think they kill 100 million chickens and your egg prices triple and you can't get them? They get smaller because they're feeding them less food? Package size shrinkage, product shrinkage? That's nothing. Nothing. Why do you think they cut off the police and told everybody to riot? They want to end the caring society, the carrying capacity of civilization. Not just a broken social contract. It's been the bureaucracy at war with you. The Great Reset. Post-industrial world. Here is saying the Trump cryptocurrencies are. David Sachs explaining what the Patriot was just saying. Here it is.
I was just listening on your conversation about Doge. Jake, I'm surprised that you never figured out a way to get involved in this USA. I mean, everybody's on the take except you. What's going on?
If I had known, I would have started an NGO. Where's my NGO?
You had everything except the money laundering. You had the grit. You had the virtue signaling. You had it all except the actual money.
Let me up-level this for a second, okay? So we knew the U.S. government runs a $2 trillion deficit every year. We're in debt almost $40 trillion. And we also knew that anytime anyone tries to cut anything in Washington, the whole city screams bloody murder. Okay. So the question is just why? Well, now we know the money is all going to them. It's like round tripping to them. New York Times getting paid. Politico getting paid. Bill Kristol, perennial warmonger, getting paid. Ukraine getting paid. Like 11 out of 12 publications, Ukraine getting paid.
Incredible.
Viktor Orban, who's the prime minister of Hungary, was saying that he's very popular in Hungary. His political opposition funded by USAID. In Poland, the left-wing political opposition funded by USAID, and on and on and on it goes.
BBC. BBC. You wonder why everyone in the UK is so, yeah.
Like
I couldn't believe that BBC is getting paid.
Every left-wing organization in the world seems to be getting paid by this slush fund at USAID, which disperses about $50 billion a year. That's $1 billion a week. That's actually a lot of money. And so it makes you wonder, you know, the left in general tries to portray itself as a movement of the people, that it's grassroots. This is the exact opposite. This is AstroTurf. This is basically money coming from the top down out of Washington to fund all of these groups, maybe not even in the United States, like all over the world. So it makes you wonder, what is the real level of local support for these left-wing policies all over the world?
Yeah, crazy.
And USAID's small compared to the rest of it. The Pentagon's funding the corporate media to attack, that came out last week. Came out last week, over 30 Patriot sites targeted by USAID for demonization and censorship campaigns, by money from, was 180 something million. And guess who was at the top of the list? Wonder who, might have heard of him, me. You wonder why? I told you they're paying to run these attacks. It's already come out before, but now you're just learning a lot more about it. And look, here's an example from the time capsule. WikiLeaks put this out today. This was in the data dump. A decade ago, USAID is nothing more than a slush fund for the State Department. This is Hillary Clinton and top people communicating with workers, managers there. Whistleblower email circulates it. And you can go read it in the emails. This is the type of stuff with the millions of emails. All right? So it's just a fact.
But then you got Bernie Sanders, the man who has all these houses and money and who's a communist. He's saying what Trump and Elon are doing is illegal, and we're going to stop them. They're in there stealing your money from you that helps starving children.
Oh, is that why the UN is cutting off over a third of the world fertilizer to the ESGs? That'll kill hundreds of millions. Is that why they're shutting off, quote, half the farms in the world, as John Kerry said, or we'll, quote, starve? We've got to cut the food off or we'll all starve. We do this to help the children. Now, here's what we're going to do. I mean, a demonic Muppet. Here he is.
Let's be clear about what's happening right now in Washington, D.C. Elon Musk is the wealthiest guy in the world. He contributed $270 million to elect Donald Trump as president. Surprise, surprise, he is now having the most important job in the United States government. That's what happens when you make a huge campaign contribution. And by the way, Musk today is $150 billion wealthier than he was before Trump was elected. How's that? Not bad. Now, what Musk is trying to do right now is to destroy USAID, a program which helps hungry and sick children all over the world, the poorest people in the world. That's what the richest guy in the world is doing. Today, he's going after USAID. Trust me, tomorrow he will be going after the programs that impact you and your family. That is Medicaid. That is Medicare. That is community health centers. That is education. That is Pell Grants. That is affordable housing. Together, we are going to stand up and fight back, get organized, and tell Trump that this country is a democracy. The government is supposed to work for all of us, not just the billionaire class. So stand up and fight back. We can do it. We can stop them. Thank you.
I could take just that 90-second clip and do 4 hours just taking each lie and then showing documents, proof. It's all complete crap. Musk isn't in there giving money to the government to get something. He's in there to get the government off his back, to turn it off. And they said, elect Trump, and he's going to bring in Musk to do this and get him off your back. And the thing he said at the end is the biggest lie. This is a democracy. We did not, this did not elect this. Yeah, people did. That's the whole point. That's why his approval rating, Trump's, is the highest ever. And then he gave him $200 million. That is what it did. Everybody knows with Trump, it's backwards than the way it's been, that was actually upside down. Now it's right side up. Trump has his policies that are 100% that he thinks nobody tells him. That's why the deep state hates him. He has his own brain. He has his own advisors. And then if you like his policies, then you come donate. Like you like a restaurant, you go there. And they have the menu. You like it, you like it. You don't go there and they make whatever you want. That's how the Democrats are. You give them money, and then they'll go do what you want. And you're globalist, so the globalists all pay them. They get what they want. With Trump, he's like, I don't like this. If you don't like this, join me. I'm bringing back the American system. I mean, Elon Musk didn't just spend 200 and something million on Trump. He spent billions, double paying what X was worth. Now it's worth well that, because he does, like, everything he touches turns to platinum. Why is he spending $40 million to educate the public about Doge on the Super Bowl tonight?
Who did he buy off there? Did he buy off the NFL?
No, he wants to talk to you. He's talking to you, the boss, to give you a report on what he's doing for you. Because a rising tide rises all ships, and he told the global government forum 2 years ago, he said, all of us rich people have nowhere to spend our money if you destroy civilization and don't have growth. Your limits to growth deindustrialization plan is insane. See, Trump wants to be on top of a powerful, wealthy, successful, happy, safe thing. And so does Elon, and so do I, and so do you. Because they're not kleptocratic psychos. They don't want poop maps for San Francisco. They don't want human baby smuggling. Here it is. Elon Musk spending $40 million on Super Bowl ads, exposing government waste found by Doge. My goodness, that is terrible. Don't you tell the public about fraud you found. God, this is, I'm telling you, that is nasty. I apologize for being, for backing Musk. God, 40 million in ads exposing crime and fraud to try to get you your money while our roads fall apart. I'm just, that's wow. I got conned by Musk, folks. I apologize. Of course, I'm joking. And there's just hundreds of these videos. I can't even keep track of them, but here's all the bureaucrats and Democrats. Here's some of the things they're saying, different podcasters. We need to go gangster here. New York Mag editor and Scott Galloway demand doxing and prison for little pricks at Doge. Yeah, well, good luck now that you're unmasked. Look how freaked out they look. Oh, yeah. This is a coup. Unhinged dim journos call for Doge engineers to be arrested and call for violence. Yep, beep, we're not asleep anymore. It's not working. Musk says Doge Treasury agree on new anti-fraud measures to claw back $50 billion in payment fraud. He said the Treasury people said yes. There's hundreds of billions been stolen, $100 billion right up front. But they said there's $50 billion where there's not even names where it's going. So we can immediately, no problem, cut that off by next week, the other hundreds of billions. And it goes on and on and on. So people are really waking up now, and that's a good thing. And, of course, more has been found, billions and billions, with a CIA-run system inside the fake aid program USAID, funding this whole group, not just the New York Times Politico, but thousands, of course. This is the most dramatic narrative shift in modern history. All right, now let me move into all the other stuff. I didn't even hit all that stack, but I did the best I could. Only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 stacks. Oh. Ooh. Ah. My goodness. Let's do it. Let's look at some of the positive stuff going on. Overhead shot, please. 11,000 migrants, meaning illegal aliens, deported from U.S. to Mexico since Trump took office. Migrants, that means illegal aliens, heading for U.S. are turning back as border crossings plummet. Can we please stop using the U.N. term migrants that then puts us under the U.N. treaty when you say that word? Yeah, it's the word. They're illegal aliens. They're invaders. Migrants, stop it. Trump forcing Latin American leaders to take back their deported citizens. Yeah, 8 Latin American countries had pledged to take none because no other countries would before because the U.S. government was run by crooks that wanted open borders. Now they're all accepting it, not just Venezuela and Colombia. San Diego supervisor says border now ghost town under Trump's new policies. Trump securing border at infamous Cartel Mountain in New Mexico that no one thought could ever be retaken from armed cartels with armored vehicles, heavy machine guns, and rocket launchers. U.S. Marshals captured previously deported violent fugitive with criminal history spanning decades. Top cartel hitman caught at Canadian border. Man who struggled to find work, thanks Trump for deporting illegals, got hired on the spot, been trying for years in construction, even though he's skilled at it. Trump saying he'll either gut or completely abolish FEMA, just like he's doing the Department of Education, as his new head of FEMA investigates. They'd only served about 12% of the people in North Carolina and other areas from the hurricanes. Now they've served over 80% in just 19 days, because that was yesterday when that news came out. So now it's 20. Wow, 80% taken care of now. Trump orders Secret Service to hand over every bit of information on would-be assassins. We're going to come back with all this and more straight ahead. Have you shared the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X? The globalists would hate it if you did that. Please don't. Don't share the link. No. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Turmeric is back in stock. Now, this concoction of turmeric is amazing and extremely bioavailable because it's loaded with ginger root and black pepper extract. Now, you might remember Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. We loaded that capsule with black pepper extract to ensure that it was as bioavailable as possible, and we used the same exact approach with Ultimate Turmeric. Now, if you're somebody who loves bodies, wants to fight for your joint health, and fight against inflammation, then Ultimate Turmeric gummies are an amazing solution for you. Not only are they delicious, but they benefit your health. Now, I'm somebody who struggles with inflammation. After I spent some time at Eagle Pass, I could hardly walk because my ankle was still swollen from walking around the border and catching what the New World Order was sponsoring in terms of the invasion of our country by these migrants. Countless millions of migrants. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com and experience the benefits of Ultimate Turmeric right now. Not only because it's amazing for your health and inflammation and your joints, but because by doing so, you're keeping InfoWars on the air, fighting for this crew, and ensuring that Alex Jones will always be on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS gummies are finally back in stock. Now, this is our number one bestseller at thealexjonesstore.com, and for good reason. Ultimate CMOS gummies are loaded with iodine, which we know that our thyroid needs in order to effectively detox our bodies from all the pollutants and toxins that are in the food, water, and air that we breathe. Folks, we are under relentless assault from the New World Order. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to silence Alex Jones, and they're trying to attack our minds and our bodies with all these toxins and chemicals that are all around us all the time. Please check out Ultimate CMOS gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com and benefit from the amazing benefits of this product. It's got bladderwrack and burdock root in it, which is also rich in iodine. It's the amazing, most bioavailable way to get iodine in your thyroid. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and experience the benefits of the antioxidant and immune support, energy and bone strength, helps promote heart health, provides gut support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Check it out right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday,
Monday warrior,
February 9th, 2025, and this is the InfoWars Wedding! Woo!
Yeah! The New World Order. Get the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go fuck yourself.
They want to
because I will never let them take away your freedom.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They have declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back. So, that little last clip was 2 months before the election in Pennsylvania. And I told him we will win, and Pennsylvania will deliver the win. And it happened. All right, let's plow through even more incredibly insane, important, historic news. And again, I got all the articles here. Already covered some of them, but I'll get to more in a minute. Democrats, top senator strategists, they say, we're screwed. This is a total revolution. It's happening all over the world. Trump and Musk and his people are moving so fast. We don't know what to do. We're just going to turn the government off. Well, you're not in control of all the government. And if you try it, you're going to get the blame for it because you're behind it. So elites are not invincible throughout history, especially when they're corrupt, arrogant, and lazy. Now, they're administratively very good at stealing and sabotaging. That's easy to do. But when people are organized and focused and have courage, they got big. They already tried to kill Trump twice. Tried to send a bunch of MKUltra people at Musk. And that did not. You think Musk is stupid? When he really started getting hardcore 3 years ago, he had a whole bunch of assassination attempts in Austin. So bad he just wouldn't even live in his house and starts moving around all the time. You think the CIA and MI6 running all those attacks on him and all the dirty tricks that he didn't even talk about, but I know about? You think that made him roll over and pee pee on himself? No, you got what you got. People just said, screw it. I don't care if I die. You want to fight? Let's go. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. And Trump is making moves so fast. If I just sat here for 3 hours in just the last few days of actions and just spent 30 seconds on each action, it would fill the whole show. Irrevocable, irreversible destruction of the globalist system and ideology. Trump is not going in there to take it over. He's dismantling it. And that's what all the headlines, the Democrats are like, they're not taking it over. They're destroying it. Yeah, and that money is going to get given back to the people. Trump's like, no, we're not going to keep it. We're just sending it back. We're cutting taxes. And FEMA, Department of Education, it goes right back to the states. Nope, it's gone. Abortion, back to the states. You already saw that. What he said he'd do. Did it. Get it. Get it. And that's his power, is that when he says something, that's exactly, it also pisses me off because he'll never admit when he's wrong, but that's his strength and weakness. But it 95% of the time, it's the strength. And they don't like it because with Trump, he's the president. And before, he never got in charge. Got in charge like 10% of the system. In 20 days, he's in control of about half the agency's main control systems, completely partial control of a bunch of the others. It's hard to break it. And then they're moving into the mid and lower levels. You're seeing instant turnaround, instant success, but just as importantly, massive crime and corruption and just a Justice Department smorgasbord. The problem is the Justice Department and federal law enforcement cannot eat this elephant, because it's not an elephant. It's like 500 elephants. So that's why they're just cutting the money off, which is another way of getting rid of something. They're like, well, we'll prosecute their kingpins and we'll go after a bunch of them. I mean, there will be thousands of indictments in the next few months. Mark my words. I bet you, because this is light speed for the Justice Department and the federal court. I would, because they want to get it right, though. They could do it next week, hundreds, but within 90 days, I predict they're going to hit a lot of low levels, too, because those are open and shut. People just sending money right in their bank account. I predict 5,000 indictments of low levels, but they got to get the big kingpins right because they're going to have a bunch of lawyers. And I predict, because all the little ones will just plea bargain, I predict 100 kingpins are indicted within 90 days. You heard it. 5,000 minions will be indicted. 100 kingpins within 90 days. Mark the date. And then you'll start seeing indictments, I would predict, within 2 weeks. And it'll just rack up, rack up, rack up. Now, let's continue here. Trump orders Secret Service to hand over every bit of information on would-be assassins, which they've been suppressing and hiding desperately. Breaking, Doge gains access to FEMA systems. Look at these guys. These are the people who are really running things at the administrative level. They were really the president with Obama giving him orders the last 4 years. Shadow co-presidents, Biden teleprompter writers, Jake Sullivan and Anthony Blinken, have been locked out of all federal buildings and stripped of their security clearances. Is someone attacking the COMEX? January sees $5.2 billion in gold deliveries. Yeah, big moves in gold, hoarding of gold in New York. Trump signs twice as many executive orders as Biden, more than all presidents back to Reagan combined. Trump to unveil further tariffs on India, the EU, and others. And they whine and complain in the New York Times and say, well, it's true that they have large tariffs on us, but it's still not nice to do it back. And notice, he did it with Canada and Mexico, and they've already agreed to have the meetings and secure the borders already happening and to get rid of it. And he goes, fine, you got 1 month. If they're not gone, you have to get rid of a tariff if we don't have one, or you have to match us, or I put a giant tariff on you. That's not mean. That's standing up for us. Now, look at this. Trump claims he's spoken to Putin about Ukraine. That's all over the corporate claims. Biden embarrassment to U.S., says Trump. Russia's foreign spy agency claims that NATO wants to depose Zelensky through new elections. Well, they've actually announced that. And Putin said a month ago he expected that to happen. Lebanese PM forms new government, includes Hezbollah, rejecting Trump's envoy's red lines. Yeah, Trump's never going to fix that. It's a mess. Stay out of it. I agree with Senator Paul. That's somewhere where I don't agree with Trump. Red line, Trump-Gaza takeover plan has united the Arab world more than ever against Trump's plan. Israeli troops withdraw from death zone corridor, which cut Gaza in half. Syria's new rulers open to letting Russian base stay. And I mentioned this clip earlier. Let's play this. I think it's on the list, guys. Remember when Biden told Ukrainian President Poroshenko he didn't want Trump looking into the details of Ukraine aid? Raise your hand if you want all the money given to Zelensky looked into. Zelensky already said last week half, more than 58% of it they never got. That sounds about right from what we've seen, but it goes over there and comes back to the Democrats. Almost all of it. Musk has already released the numbers. 93% of the politicians getting money is Democrat. There's some Republicans in there, Lindsey Graham and others, and usual suspects, Mitch McConnell, and who can't even talk now and falls down almost every day. He won't be around long. Emblematic of the end of the deep state. But this is back when Trump first got in 8 years ago. They admit this phone call is real. And there's Biden saying, look, if you ask for more money, then Trump is going to look into it and he's going to find out where it's going to you and going to us. And so don't ask for it. We're going to give it to the IMF, World Bank. That's how we'll get you and I paid. You understand? Which, again, is a window into Trump. He goes into everything. And so it's now come out, and whistleblowers just came out yesterday and said, yeah, we wouldn't brief him on Ukraine or on any of this other aid. They would just not tell him. Like, for 2 years, they kept 10,000 troops in Syria when he'd ordered them withdrawn, and he found out about that and fired a bunch of people. But now he knows to put his people in that are trustworthy that won't lie to him. So this is old audio. It came out 8 years ago, but here they are saying, look, Trump's going to get sophisticated real quick. So don't ask him for any more money. We'll get it to you through the World Bank, through the IMF. And then they wanted, remember, and about a year before Trump got in, Biden's like, hey, listen, you know, I do whatever I want over there. Yeah, we're making money over there. Now he doesn't know anything about these people. And remember, he said, oh, they had this prosecutor over there that was looking at me and my son. Well, I just called him and said, you want that $1 billion cut off? I'm going to make the call. And son of a bitch, an hour later, they stopped the investigation of us. So this has been going on even before Trump got in. And this guy goes on TV and brags about it to look confident in front of the rest of the criminals. They hide it in plain view. Here's Biden.
2 weeks after Donald Trump's victory, Joe Biden is on the phone with Poroshenko. His voice, tenser now than before.
This is getting very, very close. What I don't want to have happen, I don't want Trump to get in a position where he thinks he's about to buy onto a policy where the financial system is going to collapse and he's going to be looked to pour more money into Ukraine. That's how he'll think about it before he gets sophisticated enough to know the detail.
In other words, Biden does not want Ukraine asking for more money from Trump. Doing so would cause Trump to look into the details.
So anything you can do to push the Privat Bank to closure so that the IMF loan comes forward, I would respectfully suggest is critically important to your economic as well as physical security.
And you can go listen to more of those conversations. Victoria Nuland, yeah, we're going to start a full war. We're going to keep attacking the Russians until they invade. Ha, ha, ha. Then we're going to kick their ass. What about the EU? They don't want war. F them. Well, now they do because they put all their politicians in. These are crazy people. You look at Victoria Nuland, she looks like a schizophrenic, look like a crazy fat woman who wants to have a nuclear war with Russia. You don't know anything about that, you dumb pig. Excuse me. Cleansing wind of Trump tornado is sweeping through the world, says the Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban. You bet, the cleansing tornado of truth, of Trump. Very important interview yesterday with Daniel Esten. We'll talk about a geopolitical expert. Saying they're planning massive false flags and sabotage operations to stop the Trump recovery. That is exactly what they're planning. Trump also has said that the whites being mass murdered in South Africa can come here as refugees. They're real refugees. And he's also put big sanctions on South Africa where the president's openly over there saying we're going to murder all the white people. And they are. We have the videos, by the way, of the... The leaders, the opposition leaders are all there. Kill the white people, the blood of them, we will kill every white person. It's just like, what? If you had white people do it, black people would be wrong, and I would expect to put sanctions on them. This is crazy. So another good move. Oh, this came out. Air traffic controllers say FAA hiring practices, they now have the documents, immunity program for people that are DEI, including mentally ill people they did hire. I remember they did that 2 years ago, led to DC plane crash. All right, that's another stacky. Only dozens more. But don't worry, all this other stuff I research integrates into my analysis. Now let's move into something really important. Trump announced some big stuff last week, the plan to abolish the Department of Misinformation and dumbing down of America, the Department of Education. That was big and dangerous, but saying they're going to do a full audit starting next week of the Pentagon and turn DOGE loose in there, that's really going at the heart of the beast. But there's one other thing that's as dangerous as going after the Pentagon corruption. Probably more, because it's at the very top. And that's the private Federal Reserve that took over the country with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. An act of Congress put the private banking cartel, there was never an audit, but they filed the numbers then to Congress. 80-something, it was 82% of it was owned by European banks, mainly the Rothschilds. No audit since 1913. That's 112 years? So, or longer? And so Ron Paul's always wanted to audit it to then be able to abolish it once you get the corruptions. It's like, you go in and first audit these agencies before you either downsize them or end them and then, you know, arrest the people that were stealing. And so this is a big deal. And so Trump has said he wants the Federal Reserve audited, said that Friday. Elon has said he wants to go after it. He said it again today, and so he's ready. To, you know, the dog's on the leash. Let him loose. And then the Federal Reserve is going to say, you're not allowed to audit us. And under the Act of Congress, Congress can do it, but Elon can't. But Congress can be pressured to abolish it or nationalize it. And so, and there are functions of it that are in the infrastructure needed for now to even be phased out. But you can't just turn it off. Because they have the regional banks that actually deal with currency and tracking systems and banking. But the New York Fed is the private corporate office and the board that runs it. And it's foreign owned. We don't know by who. There's been a lot of back and forth since 100 and, you know, 12, 13 years ago. So this is right at the heart of it. And I can play you Jerome Powell right after Trump got elected saying, I don't care if he tells me to do something like lower interest rates. I'm not going to do it. I'm the boss. He has no power over me. He tells me to resign. I won't. I can play you the former head of it, Greenspan, saying government has no authority. No one has any authority over us. Well, if Congress can audit you or abolish your ass, pull your charter. That's not true, but they put this on. So nobody's ever looked under the hood here or the CIA since 47, but this is at the top of the food chain. This is the top of it. So Elon Musk supports Ron Paul leading an audit of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. This is at the heart of getting our sovereignty and control of our monetary future, because the Federal Reserve's on record saying, oh, we give tens of trillions here, we give it to foreign countries, China, EU, we're not going to say where the money's spent. Well, it's come out in leaked documents and whistleblowers they've killed that it goes right back to them. So USAID and all that sounds like big potatoes. It's not even a French fry, okay? This is a whole field of potatoes compared to one French fry at USAID, literally. You think tens of billions stolen is a big deal? So I'm going to play you a clip of private Fed head right after he retired on Lair NewsHour admitting all this, being arrogant about it, hiding in plain view. And then we've got Bernanke saying, I won't tell you where trillions went. And there's no need to play Jerome Powell. You've already seen him 2 months ago. Everybody remembers that. You know, that we played that probably 20 times. I'm not going to play that again. But here are just two clips backing up everything I just told you. Here it is.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place, and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with presidents.
Who got the money?
To financial institutions in Europe and other countries.
Which ones?
I don't know.
$500 billion, and you don't know who got the money?
The loan went to the loans go to the central banks, and they then put them out to their institutions to try to bring down short-term interest rates in dollar markets around the world.
Well, let's start with which central banks got the money.
There are 14 of them, which are listed in our, I'm sure they're listed in here somewhere.
All right. So who actually made that decision to hand out $1 trillion that way, $500 billion? Who made that decision?
The Federal Open Market Committee.
Okay. And was it done at one time or in a series of meetings?
A series of meetings.
And under what legal authority?
We have a longstanding legal authority to do swaps with other central banks. It's not an emergency authority of any kind.
Anything specific about it?
Do you know the... My counsel says Section 14 of the Federal Reserve Act.
Never been audited since it was created in 1913. At that time, 82-83%, my memory's not exact, you can look it up, it's like 82-83% was owned by European banks. And the Rothschilds were the biggest part of that. But no one knows since then. How do we have sovereignty when this thing calls itself the Federal Reserve and is above the law and no one can look into us and nobody can investigate us? Where have I heard this before? And now you know why they're so scared of Trump. and Elon Musk. Democrats plot strategy to shut down fight against Trump. Not a lot of good options. U.S. Democrats call for more aggressive tactics against Trump and Musk. We're going to be the opposition. We are figuring it out. Democrats struggle to keep up with Trump's dizzying pace. Not a lot of good options, are there? So anybody that that has a basic understanding of geopolitics, finance, systems, markets, this is the greatest revolution in history by its scale and detail and precision, blitzkrieg attack, annihilating the globalist institutions, discrediting them, and they've got the German government, the EU, the UK, Australia trying to criminally indict Musk, trying to sue and do criminal operations against U.S. companies to stop this. They're declaring Musk a national security threat. Remember the FBI documents we got a week ago where I was declared by Obama that Trump released to us? Yeah, we're Americans taking on the deep state and winning. That's how epic and huge and real this is. Look at these headlines. UK government considers labeling Elon Musk a malign actor over disinformation concerns. What, exposing their corruption? Poland's president warns of EU interference in presidential election, cites Romania as a cautionary tale. Oh, yeah, well, they just canceled the election a couple months ago of the winner and said they'll do it in Germany because of Musk. All right, I'm going to come in to the next hour. Stay with me live because I've got the big enchilada I'm going to hit. I'll be doing Sunday Night Live tonight. I want to get into them getting, well, they're not getting ready. I told you they launched a new bird flu variant. They got on the shelf. Magically, they did. D11.
Hotez. Oh, yeah, Trump will be hit right away with a new bird flu. We just know it's about to mutate. Oh, guess what? It just did. That'll stop the recovery.
I mean, if anything, they're predictable. I mean, yeah, we're right again. Not hard. They told us they were going to do it. Fauci did it when Trump first got in 8 years ago.
Don't worry. There'll be a new virus out of China. I'll teach him. Oh, yeah. I guarantee it.
That's coming up. Stay with us on the streams at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Real Hawk Jones on X. Share those links. And remember, I can't take on the globalists without you. You are who've always backed us. That way nobody can control what we say and do except the listeners who can't tell me what to say or do. But if you don't fund us, we go away. And I'm in epic battles with the deep state and winning massive lawsuits, counter lawsuits, criminal activity coming out on their end. We're winning, but I need your funds because I am in full offense mode. And I'm fighting harder than I ever fought. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com. Atomic Defense, the incredible kitchen sink of all the super nutrients that boost your health and immune system, stamina, libido, everything. Ultimate CMOS, off the charts, incredible. Huge discounts right now, insane levels of sales, widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, everything. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com. Boy, Michael Bloomberg is so upset that it came out that his gun control group are the ones behind the onion and the lawsuits and all of it, trying to shut down InfoWars. And remember back in November, they said they owned it, tried to kick us out of the building. The judge overrode it. It wasn't true. It was a hoax. But a lot of people still think they own InfoWars or InfoWarsStore.com. And so it's really hurt sales by over 70%. So if we don't get funds in at InfoWars Store, we will shut down. Now, even if they're successful and we're beating them right now, it'll take a month and a half or so for that to happen. So right now, in February, you are able to get all these products delivered to you very, very quickly. All the fan favorites, all the classics, X2, Vitamineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Brain Force Ultra, an incredible fast-acting nootropic with no letdown. VasoBeats, so good for your heart, your whole cardiovascular system. It's all available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not owned by Bloomberg or The Onion. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.